Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. More than one in four holiday shoppers say they are stressed about the cost of their holiday shopping this year. Joining us to talk more about it, senior industry analyst at Bankrate, Ted Rossman. So, Ted, what is that stress doing to shoppers right now?
People are worried about the high cost of everything. They're worried about taking on debt, even though the Fed has started cutting interest rates. The average credit card rate is still very close to a record high. It's 20.7%. Americans have a record amount of credit card debt, unfortunately. Shoppers are in a pretty frugal mood this holiday season. One of the ways they're fighting back is starting early. Half of holiday shoppers are starting before Halloween. People are aggressively courting deals and discounts. And I actually think you can use the early start to your advantage to spread out your cash flow, probably still have something like five or six paychecks before the end of the year. The National Retail Federation says the average holiday shopper spends about $900. If you think about breaking that up into, let's say, six installments, you save $150 every paycheck, well, that's your $900 holiday fund right there. You don't need to go into credit card debt.
Are there other ways that shoppers can look for discounts, rewards, cashback, things like that?
Yes, I'm a big fan of stacking discounts, as in start with the store promo. There's going to be a lot of good ones this year, but don't stop there. Use your rewards credit card that you hopefully pay in full and avoid interest. That could be a second way to save. Or go through an online shopping portal like Rakuten or Shop Through Chase. That gets you bonus points. That could be a third way to save. Digital coupons like Amex offers and Chase offers represent another saving stream. It's all about stacking those discounts.
How many people actually do set a budget for their holiday shopping?
Not enough. It's pretty shocking. I mean, it's a distinct minority of holiday shoppers. I feel like if nothing else, even if you say, oh, it's too early to be talking about the holidays, if nothing else, start to get the budget together, sketch out who you're buying for, how much you want to spend. By the way, we did a recent study about unused gift cards, and we found almost half of us have them, and the average per person is $244. That should be part of your planning process. Find and use those unused gift cards. The holidays are a great time to do that because, you know, maybe you forgot about it and it's gathering dust in the junk drawer, or maybe you know about it, but you're like, I don't like the store. Maybe somebody on your gift list would benefit either from the card itself or merchandise purchased with the card. It's a great time to be intentional about gift card usage, credit card points, airline miles, all these kind of hidden stores of value.
You know, I'm thinking too of shipping costs. Is that another place where you can look for those discounts to help over the holidays?
For sure, yeah. I mean, it has gotten easier to get free shipping, but sometimes you need to spend enough to hit the threshold, and sometimes that leads to overspending. So that's where planning can help. If, you know, maybe you kill the proverbial two birds with one stone and you're buying gifts for multiple people from the same store and you hit the limit. You know, that's part of this trend that we've seen called spaving. It's this kind of mashup between spending and saving. Sometimes it makes sense, like a buy one, get one deal if you're going to use it. But sometimes that can encourage overspending, like, oh, I'm going to spend more so I can get the free shipping, or more than I wanted to get this two-for-one kind of deal. So this is another reason why starting early can help, because when you're pressured at the last minute, you don't make the best decisions, and that's when people can really pile up credit card debt.
Ted Rossman with Bankrate, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.